right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
No, go ahead.
You can't do that, man.
I know. I totally fooled you.
He's just keeping you on your toes. That's
you
all.
You can't, because one time I didn't say anything, then neither of you did, and you took a breath like you're going to talk. I'm not saying a word.
He did just to throw you off.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I am BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we
yes
want to thank you for listening to our show.
We're gonna mix it up a little bit.
Sure. DJ Mixmaster over there.
We're all mixed up.
Thanks for following us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all the goods. And you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/Life's a Binge, if you want to help support the show financially. That would be fantastical. And you can join the ranks of David, Tony, Kathy, Jess, BJ. And the honorary bingers out there as well. And there's some nifty rewards.
That's me, BJ, by the way.
Yes.
Right. Yes. You're
not that other
you
one.
You just need to feed your own ego.
BJ Lawrence.
I just need to remind me, when I listen to this, remind me, by the way, make sure you got $5 in your account.
Right. End of the month. Overdraft.
To pay for.
How did I overdraft?
I paid $40 for a fucking
overdraft.
Podcast.
$700 fee.
I'm going to quit. So.
Exactly. Gee, thanks, guys.
Good times. But if you want to help out, hit up Patreon as well. Patreon.com/LifeBinge. But I think that's all the business he said. The phone number. Mm-mm. I haven't said the phone number in forever.
The number.
The phone number, if you would like to call and leave a voicemail about anything that we're talking about, or just if you want to rant and rave about your own opinion about something, give us a call and we'll play it on the air. That's 619-438-0532, 619-438-0532, and that's for the Life's a Binge voicemail, and it just goes straight to voicemail. All you have to do is call and
you should do it now.
Blather away.
Yeah,
you should. You should do it right
Stop,
now.
Stop, pause the thing, tell about the
call
show
Call right
watching.
Now.
Yeah, call and tell
us. Talk about show. The intro.
That's right. And how Rich psyched me out.
Any questions?
Oh, my goodness. I think that's all the business.
That's all.
Email, lifesabinge@gmail.com.
Is that everything? I don't know. You do check it.
I check everything, man. All the time.
Oh, he's on top of it.
Check it all the time. All the time. All the time. We built this city. Did you like how I edited in the actual song?
Yes.
You
even notice? Yes,
for
I
that
did.
One little second.
I did like that.
Yes.
I did like that. That's a little above and beyond.
It's a little snippet there.
Little extra above and beyond.
So I heard the song in the wild separately. Like it was, I forget where I was, and I was playing. I'm like, this song is terrible.
all the comments on YouTube for that song are like, this song's the jam. How come people don't like it?
Oh, really?
I could listen to this all day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Some people have bad days.
Let me ask one more time.
I don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't get why it's so bad.
Like, I don't know. It's some. It tickles,
catchy. That's got
it tickles
a solid,
somebody else
it's got
the right
a solid
way.
Beat
then...
going on.
So you don't have a reaction to it. Like when you hear it, you don't have any kind of like.
I bob my head and I go, that's on. I'm not like, oh my God, my favorite song. And
do you,
like, Rich? Run. But like,
for me, it's fine until they say rock and roll. Because there's something about the way they say
rock and roll.
I'm like, that's
so
stupid.
Yeah.
It's too
and to me, just
it's
like
too
the,
far.
Everything about it is just super cheesy.
Yeah. Other than that, it's fine.
Like, and then it's like,
the actual music is fine.
Now, granted, like, I've got years of pent up, you know, frustration with this song.
And apparently,
like
not being able to talk to anybody about it because nobody knew.
No, people clearly knew. Like there's whole articles about how it's the worst song of all time, but yeah, there is some kind of intangible
reaction that you have to certain stuff that like makes you go, God, that sucks.
Yeah. It's like when a dog sees a person who doesn't like for no good reason. Yeah.
Why don't you
choose not to like you?
The dog's like, it's legit. If you could see what I see, believe me.
Yeah. You smell the things I'm smelling right now.
You wouldn't hang out with that dude.
You'd be furious.
Oh, good times. But with that, let's go ahead and start the show. So go ahead and do what we do and take a breath.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's
up? What's up, my dudes?
Sup, man?
Boom, 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 boom.
How are you doing?
I'm chilling.
How's it going?
I had to work for like 12 hours a day.
That's too many.
Why so long today?
That's way too many.
Because people...
Here we go.
Suck.
I mean, we know that.
My coworkers are garbage.
Why are they garbage?
Right on.
What do they do to you? Did somebody call out?
They don't do... No, they just don't do their job, and they suck.
You know,
it's very hard to explain.
You know they're not going
to
do anymore?
If you don't work for the post office.
They're not going to be patrons for us anymore.
No, probably not.
They are.
You just ruined that whole patron.
I don't care.
Wah, wah.
It's addition by subtraction. We don't want them on our team.
Sure.
Right. If anybody's listening, if the person that I'm talking about is listening, well, guess what? He can go F himself, because he sucks.
Oh.
And he knows that... Everyone hates him. He sucks.
That's too bad.
He's a garbage employee.
That's too bad.
That's terrible.
That's too bad for everybody.
He purposely goes slow just to, quote, spite the leadership. So then he's going to... Me?
Yeah.
What do I have to be careful about?
Because he clearly has issues and he's a postal worker.
No.
So
this they is have where, a word for that, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Nah.
So.
No, he's not that type. He's just a lazy
That's
piece
of... That's what we always say.
He's really not that guy. Okay. He's just a lazy piece
it's
of shit.
It's always the quiet ones.
And then if somebody's going to be late and you're done, then guess what you get to do? Go help. And I helped. I took 2 hours from somebody else in the morning because they're new, and I got assigned to help them. So I did 2 hours of extra work in the morning, and then I still did my whole route, and I still got back on time. And then as I got back to the office, they're like, "Oh, you got to go help so and so as well." And they had to send 5 people to go help them.
Neat.
Now is he like
5?
Is he so entrenched that they can't just like
basically?
And there's a union. Why?
Cause
why
they're
not?
Stupid.
Why can't they just?
It's like I said. It's because it doesn't work.
It's
kind of
like
and
that at SeaWorld too.
And
like you just can't like.
And there's a union.
They don't want to fire people until it's so
absolutely
egregious. Yeah.
And there's a union.
And the union makes it
like,
makes it more.
You
so.
Can't get rid of them unless there's something absolutely right. So,
so which that's is the dark side of unions.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Clearly, I would hope that you've like reaped the benefits of a union.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like in general, like it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they like, negotiate
but
for
the,
you.
But the,
they
part,
fight for your
the
pay,
bad part of it is these losers.
Exactly. Who, they're there too. Yeah. Right. Anyway, I don't want to get too into it, sure. But it was annoying. Today sucked.
Womp womp.
But that was up with me. I don't think we did anything. I don't think we've done anything. Oh, we've been decorating. I mean, that's it. Put my
yes, your decorations
out
are looking legit, especially
the
the dolls in the window, in the front window. Those
oh, yeah.
Nice.
Chuck
I
and Tiffany
was kind of pleased
there.
With that little stupid video of the... Did you watch it on Instagram of the, of your thing?
Oh, yeah. The slow-mo one. That was
yeah.
All,
yeah. It just kind of was moody. It was like it was like good, and it looked cool.
Yes.
I was like, oh, this is better than I planned on.
And if you would like to see what he's talking about, go over to Instagram and check out at Life's a Binge.
Do it.
Dude, there's so many good stuff there.
There is. It really is, though. Do you have the login? Do you ever post?
So I don't have a login. Give it to me and I'll post.
The login
I post
is...
all the time. Don't, wait. Not right now.
You know what? I want to do that. I want to create an account and just be like, everyone...
Listeners, post what you want.
No, just like a social media thing.
Next
and
week.
Create...
We'll
it
do
doesn't
it.
Not even for the show, just literally for everyone.
Yeah,
and
but
just
we
post
should make
on
it.
Facebook.
We should make it and then promote it next week.
Like, you know what happens?
Call it Life's a Binge fans, and then there's
what
like
happens
DPs
is
and stuff. And
much like, one person ruins your workplace, one person will get it, change the password to something nobody knows, and be like, now no one can browse.
There's got to be a way around that.
I don't think there's a way to lock well, if you have it under the email, like they won't know the password to change the email.
Yeah, if they would have to like. If you have like 2-factor authentication, like they
there's
couldn't
gotta
change
be a way.
It. Without, I don't know.
We should
I'll
make
see,
that.
Because I would love to just be like, "Yo, everyone, log in and post your weird ass shit."
Yeah.
And like, just have it be like Life's a Binge fans as the account name. Or
that
something.
Account would be banned in like 2 days.
I know.
I like the idea.
Right.
I like
it
the idea.
It seems fun.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's well, like it costs nothing to try. But anyway, nope. So maybe we'll create that.
Nothing but time.
But before I do that, let's maybe finish the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
So we've just been decorating and getting the house ready for that, which is coming up this Saturday.
Right on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you going, Rich?
Yeah, I got to get my costume together.
Now, okay, so here's the thing about your big party.
Yeah.
Which has already happened.
Right.
But
at this point.
It was great.
Wasn't it?
I imagine. So do you have any, masquerade masks or anything like that?
Possibly.
Just thinking, I have cousins who...
They're not going to have, a whole costume.
They're not traveling with a costume.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They can just be not
They can just
That's
be
fine.
Losers.
Hey, every costume party needs a loser. Oh, I see you don't
that
care enough.
That was a joke, because they're obviously from out of town. No, I'm sure.
No, first of all, I'm sure they're not listening. And second of all, I'm sure that they don't care.
No, I don't. I mean, whatever. If they're out of towners, obviously they're going to have a costume, but whatever.
Yeah. But if you had something like,
we might have a loaner tub to be like, grab some of that out of here and put it on. Something.
Hat and glasses and pipe, and then you're Sherlock Holmes like that.
Exactly.
I have two old Macklemore coats that I took from.
Did you wear those? Yes.
What?
So you wore those in the shows?
I wore your granddad's clothes. Yes, I did.
Right on.
Yes. Yeah. And then you bought
it incredible?
From the rummage sale. It was incredible.
Did you say that in the show? No. You did. You clearly did a Macklemore thing.
Yeah.
I never saw
it. We did that song. Thrift Shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was SLT. And we
Here's one I haven't heard in a long
time. And we danced like crazy. Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
We used to play that one. Yeah, the parody. Oh, let's do a parody?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hey.
No joke.
No joke, my ass. We need to do all
my
parody.
Already my parody, kind of parody brain only works one time. Yeah,
he spent all his parody energy.
Spent it all.
You got to recharge.
Year.
Okay. So
wait
we'll
till 2019.
It was really funny because Aladdin organically came up in conversation while I was at work the other day, 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And somebody was talking about Aladdin, this and that. And I was
As
like,
it should.
I was like, have you heard about Will Smith? And they're like, no. And I was like, yeah, he's going to be playing Genie, da da da, this whole thing.
And in fact.
And then I was like, oh, by the way, I made this thing.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, by the way, he did a song try to pass it on.
It wouldn't have flown. I mean, it would have, but
it probably would have.
So
for
people
a minute,
at work forget that I do the things that I have
that you're
done.
A performer.
Sure. Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's out of sight, out of mind for them.
Right.
And so it was like, oh, yeah, I did this thing. Da, 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 da. And they're like, no, you didn't. And I was like,
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And
yes,
and
I
so
did.
There's a crowd of six people, and I put it on my iPhone and hit play, and they're like, what? Everyone went nuts. And I was like, yeah.
How's that? How was that?
No big deal.
He played it off.
Oh, dude.
But he played it humble.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would imagine just reveling in
oh yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Everybody, yeah. I'm performing.
Well,
what
it did is it really solidified the fact that it's it's a cool thing. In my brain and everyone here is it's great. But you guys are my friends.
If it was terrible, I would tell you.
Right, of course.
I would tell
and
you.
And you'd be like, I don't want to be the background. You know what
nah,
I mean?
Maybe not.
But the fact that they're not total strangers, but
sure.
People outside of the performer world or the creative world are this is good. I'm like, that's kind of justified there.
It's cool.
So it was cool.
Even the ones who aren't friends like me.
Is that a drop?
I have it. I have it. I just haven't updated the thing yet. But
to that point there, I've been in theater for a very long time, and I have friends who do shows independently and with larger things too. And there's always that after the show, if you hang around, so what'd you think?
Right.
And I'm not the person that's going to lie and be like, oh, it was great.
Oh, you were great.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, you did all right with what you had, but this was not a good show. You should let people know. Let people know when things are good.
Because
that's
man.
How people get better.
I don't invite people. If I'm in the show and I'm like, I'll post it publicly and be like, yo, come see it. Because I do my part. But if my buddy is like, yo, should I come? And I'm maybe not.
Exactly. If a friend hesitates at all, when I say, hey, when can I come see your show? They're like,
I appreciate that.
Say no more.
Exactly.
Say no more.
I've been the supporter where I'm like, I'll go see your show. Great. And then I show up and I'm like, why?
When is intermission?
Why
I'm
did you
here.
Tell me to come see this?
And I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely been in bad shows where look, it's like, just, you know what? Skip this one. It's fine.
I'll be in another one.
I won't be hurt.
Right. There'll still be a crowd of five here. Anyway, what's up with you guys, man?
Man, I'm working in a coal mine. I'm working for myself. I got to do something really fun today. It's for, so the El Globo is doing a Dia de los Muertos community production show. I need all those words, but I only need two of them. You get it. And they're performing it at the City Heights Performance Annex. There's going to be like a whole festival thing on Saturday and then again at the Globe on Sunday. And so I did headshots for like the seven actors that are in the show.
Nice.
And like three of them are kids. And I was not told this before I got there. So like I get there and I'm all set up. Like, oh, by the way, some of them are kids. I'm like, oh.
Oh, kids. Okay. I'm sorry. I was like, there was something kids. I was like, kids.
So working with
kids. Okay, go ahead.
Working with kids, especially in that capacity, is different.
Well, I would
by a long shot.
But I'd imagine if it's like headshots, like they
it's easy
know.
To do. But the tricks that I use, like with adults, are very different than the things you do with kids.
Right.
So there were two of them there that were sisters, and I was like, "Oh, why don't you come back here and like take pictures of your sister?" And they had a blast. It was so much fun. And honestly, like one of the shots, like one of the sisters took of her sister, is better than what I did.
Thank you. Nice.
I'm like, that looks way better than what I did. Maybe we'll just use that one.
I gotta imagine that, like, that's just a timing, like a lucky timing.
Yeah,
like, it's one of those things where it's like you capture a moment.
By that point, she's more comfortable too. Like, it's like a kind of an icebreaker thing. So she's like, you know, feeling herself and she's doing fun things in front of the camera. I'm like, oh yeah, there you go right there. Like that's, yeah. Like I could have just as easily been the person to push the button there too, but you know.
That's good time.
You facilitated.
No shame in my game. I will use that photo. Thank you, little girl.
Exactly. My camera, my picture.
My camera, my lights. My vision.
That's mine.
So yeah, I had that and I have a morning shoot tomorrow and then a shoot on Saturday and a shoot on Sunday. So I'm
You're just shooting like crazy.
You have a shooter's memory, or is that what they call it?
Photographic memory?
No, in basketball, you have no memory of your past shot. You just keep shooting.
Just keep going.
Keep shooting.
What did I do last week?
Shooter's mentality.
But I definitely will be ready. I have to figure out a Halloween costume. So I got my hair did today, and I'll pug this guy because he's really good. His name's Josh Paoli. He works at a shop in Bankers Hill. Called Studio NN.
Banker Sales by Balboa Park.
Balboa Ballpark, yes. And he's like, come in, like, I'll trim you up and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I've never, like, it probably doesn't look as good right now because I have the headphones on, but my fro has never been as perfectly round as it is right now. Nice. And I am digging it. Thank you, Josh, very much for that.
BJ's jealous.
Go see Josh.
I am jealous because I can't get a haircut. Because I can't grow. Because on the top of my head. Yeah, I wish I.
Oh, you got the tiny spot?
I'm bald on the top here, which, you know, I didn't realize for years. Because I look in the mirror.
Do you have a regular, like, barber or something?
No, dude. I cut my own hair. I've been cutting my own hair. I can count literally on two hands easily.
Go see
Josh.
But
maybe even on one hand. Yeah. The amount of times I've had someone else cut my hair.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
wrong.
So, because my mom did it forever when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And then my hair, like, it was, for years, it was like riches.
Yeah.
And somewhere in between there and a softer curl, it just changes throughout the years, you know, with the recessive genes that come into play and out. So it was always a nightmare. And, like, people were like, I can't do this hair. I can't. And people can't do black hair. Like, either they can or they can't.
Right.
You know, and so some folks can't.
It takes practice.
So it became a habit, especially when I started wearing my hair short, because all I'm doing is just cutting it short. And part of me is like, when I was younger, especially in high school, trying to rock a fro that looks goofy, and I was like, why didn't I ever discover short hair? But it just wasn't a thing back then, and it wasn't a thing, you know, now. But it is becoming more of a thing now, which I dig. I love seeing the big fros. I love it.
I get like all kinds of comments when I walk around. Like, they're like, nice.
You ever think about
bringing it back? I'm like, bringing it back? I've been here, baby. Come on.
Now,
bringing it back.
I used to have a Black Power Fist afro with
Yes, we are here right now. So I was talking to the guy today. One of my favorite picks that I've ever had was a metal pick with a black power
fist. Right, yeah, metal tones.
And I got it, like, it was totally, plastic. It was kismet. Like, I lost my pick that I was supposed to use that day, and I was in a play, and, like, my hair was a fucking mess, like, pardon my French, but it was just terrible. If you don't, like, pick it out and, like, do stuff to it, it looks awful.
So thank you for explaining that to me, the whitest
white person
boy.
That I know. You're not the whitest person that I know, Jared, though. I know whiter people than you.
You have heard me rap.
I have.
You're welcome for that tidbit.
I've got
Tony.
Yeah. So I was leaving the theater. I'm getting to the theater, and I'm like, I need a comb or something. And there is a beauty supply place like right across the street. And I walk in, and I didn't even have to look around, but like right on the counter, like right in front of me, were like black power fist picks that were metal
with the peace sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have to have that. I should have bought more than one, because I bought the one and I freaking lost it years ago. So I ordered more on Amazon, but they're the plastic ones, and they're just not as good.
They're like, the plastic tongs?
Yeah. Boom. They don't do, you know what I'm talking about. Yes. They don't do it.
No.
It needs to be metal.
That's cool. Yeah. You ever stick one in there and like see?
Walk around with it? Yeah. So when I was in college, one of the tricks, sorry, Lindsay, that I used to use to get girls' attention was I would take a pick and I would throw it into my hair from like far away.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
little parlor trick.
That is legit.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, check this out.
Oh my God. Check this out. Ow, son of a
my
eyeball.
Two out of three.
Yeah, definitely took some practice.
See, and the only way you practice that is like sitting in your room, like, I got this.
Alone. Yeah.
It's like me with like a bowler hat. I'm like, ooh, I can spin this bowler hat. Watch this.
Right under my head.
Boom.
Yep.
I can do it every time. Boom. You know how many times I failed at this in my room?
Definitely hit myself in the face.
Or the cool smoker
once.
Tricks, you know, if you're a smoker. Yeah.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do. Zippo tricks.
Light my Zippo.
Yeah. Look what I can do.
Right.
Yeah. You fling it across your room. Anyway.
Set the room on fire.
Oh, no.
Whoops. Whoops. Yeah. Oh, good times.
Can
good
I still
times.
Get your number?
That's not about me, though.
You what's up?
I got so much what's up. It's ridiculous.
Everything's up.
What's up?
Ridiculous. I was being polite.
You got folks here.
I do have folks here. My mom got in today. Tonight, after we record, I'm going to pick up my buddy Paul and Mikey.
Oh, yeah. We have to be done on time.
We have to be done by 10. Oh, we're a little early. Maybe a little before 10.
We're going for 2 hours, baby.
No, not tonight. So anyway, that big weekend, just that big weekend of family in town.
Of people here, yeah.
And I don't know if you knew that or told you that, like, so this game on Saturday, that's already happened.
Yeah.
But at this point. You hear this, right. Yeah. But at this point, when we're recording on Thursday night, 2 days from now, there's a game on Saturday.
Yes.
And this will be the game where my nephew sets the all-time passing yardage right for the school.
How many does he need?
Oh, I didn't know.
He's like 150 yards short, which he
helped
throw.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
In the first quarter.
Exactly.
This also is like, was it third to last game?
Yes. I think that is like the third to last home game, and maybe second to last home game.
Yeah.
So they wanted to come down and watch it. And
that's
so
cool.
That is sweet.
And so we have had a long weekend at this point of hanging out with family and
that's fun.
And revelry and partying at Jared's.
That's right.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. So that's up. Also, news. News is up.
Yeah.
Do you remember, we were talking about the last pet show, and I was kind of like keenly aware that maybe.
Yes.
Yes.
The pet show has been canceled.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, what? It's true.
Like, they, no more?
It'll be over in February of next year.
Wow,
so,
why?
So we got, it has been there for 16 years, which is an extraordinarily long
run. Are
they
going to?
That's super long.
Yes, it's an extraordinarily long run.
Huh. Well, I imagine this is fresh news, obviously.
It's very fresh, like yesterday.
So there's no, they don't have any ideas what they're going to replace it with?
They're talking about stuff, and I'm like, part of me is like, okay, so remember, like, I think we talked about that, right? That I'm like, I was kind of in a mental space.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That
whatever happened, this is before we got the news. That,
right.
Like, this could very well be my last thing. So when I got the news, it wasn't tragic.
Sure.
To me.
Yeah.
Everyone else involved.
For the animal trainers. Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. The animal trainers, they're definitely going to, that's really big for them.
Right.
Sure.
So I don't know how many of them are going to get kept on and move to another city, but who wants to move to
Texas,
San Antonio?
Or exactly.
Florida.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody I know.
So anyway, so there's that, but we're also the idea of a
a new
of a party sounds something. Like really good, like of, oh, yeah. of like getting folks together. Oh, you yeah. know, which you'd be invited
party.
To. You've been that a pet host.
I was
pet party.
So
for a few seasons.
Yeah, a couple times at yeah. least. So
and they never let me do the real one. The real shebang.
Huh? Yeah,
yeah. They never let me.
Well, you know, bitter. Yeah, bitter beers,
rabble.
Bitter beer face.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy, though. What so, the crap? Oh. Just weird. Sorry.
Everything good? We're yeah. still recording.
We are still. The screensaver it turned itself on for the very first time in the history of my MacBook ever.
Right on. You know why? Because Apple sucks.
Well, I just updated the new operating system as well.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably it.
But I was like, that, it just like, the screen turned all black and it just said Jared's MacBook. And I was like,
oh,
what
no!
happened? I thought it like reset itself, but we're good. I
just all had that to, gold that we laid
just
down.
Just had to jiggle the mouse.
Yeah.
So,
so, nice. So anyway, so that's kind of exciting, kind of a universal kick in the butt in a way. I mean, even though I literally decided...
Yeah, but now you're like, now you got to do something.
Now I absolutely have to. Yeah, right. I absolutely have to figure something else out, and right. which is exciting. It's all exciting. So
nice.
I'm excited that like, what I wanted to do and want to do, even in the park anymore, is do some, like...
Stuff.
Some media. Yeah. I want to do media for them, like some audio and video media, some podcasting, some stories. I want to do some stuff. Also, I want to, you know, and it might be in conjunction with KPBS that, like, I could sell them on an idea of doing stories about SeaWorld or around SeaWorld and about it's a, you know, San Diego community, blah, blah, blah. All
the people.
Plenty of good stuff.
Yeah.
Combined with, you know, telling my dad stories. KPBS would be fools not to hop on this train.
Fools.
This is a true story. Hop on a what?
On the train.
On the tangent train.
You heard train,
yeah,
and you got
to
roll with it.
To do
of course.
You know what? It's your show, man.
It's your show.
You're at the control. Well, I mean, you're at the...
I am at the helm.
You're driving this train right now.
All aboard.
You know where we're driving it?
The love
Without
train.
To the city.
To the city of rock and roll.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Next stop, San Francisco.
Anything else?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Keep going.
News.
No, what's
no.
up?
What's up?
Oh, what's up?
No.
Not
I'm
going to
do it. I'm going
to
do
we
it.
We can do it. We can go to news.
Yeah, go ahead. You know.
That's what's up.
I was going to say, you know I'll talk about
Thanks
it anyway.
Justin.
Might as well.
Let's change segments. I'll talk about
Might
it
Might as well preempt BJ. Yeah.
Okie dokie. I have a couple things for news. The first thing, which I've been meaning to talk about forever, was the Conor McGregor and the Khabib fight. Anybody UFC guys?
I actually watched the fight. I actually paid for that fight.
My brother paid for it, and we had this was, I don't know, a month ago now, almost,
a few weeks ago.
This comes out.
Sure.
But... It was all the hype train because Conor McGregor hype. Of course, like
it did.
All
it
Conor
did.
McGregor,
and it bought into me.
And it was a good, like, as far as fights go, it was a decent fight. Conor, it was just a wrestling match, and that's not what McGregor does.
Yeah,
but then the end, like, what is happening? That was whack sauce, dude. The whole ending with like him jumping over,
whoa,
and like
whoa,
punching
the
guy.
You heard about that?
I have not heard about it.
So Khabib won.
It was a scene.
He won.
He's a better guy.
A neck crank, basically.
Okay,
and. As soon as he won, he like got up and like yelled out of the ring to Conor's corner, and somebody said something back, and he jumped the fence, jumped into the crowd, and started punching a dude in the face.
And went after him. Yeah.
Oh no.
And Conor's like, "What's happening?" Like watching that over there, and one of the other guys, Khabib's dudes, jumped over the jumped into the ring
and came after Conor,
and sucker punched Conor McGregor in the head a few times as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
And then
it was stupid. It was so stupid.
And now people are like, what are they going to do? Are they going to strip him of the title and this and that? And like, how is Dana White going to handle this? Because he's
the man.
Fuck Dana White.
It's like.
Wait, why fuck Dana White?
It has turned into spectacle. Like, as weird as that is. Like, it's
so
WWF.
My question then is.
Was it planned or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because there's no way to fix it.
Sure.
Because, like, if he's like, if I don't strip him, then I'm saying that it's okay for people to jump in the crowd and punch someone in the crowd.
Right.
But like, this is an undefeated fighter who's never lost.
Right.
Biggest fight of his career by far.
Yep.
By far.
Right.
Right.
And he's still the undefeated champ.
Right.
And so it's like, what are they going to strip him? Because they should, because you can't do that.
You really shouldn't be doing that.
You cannot do that. Yeah. And so it's like, well, if they strip them, then what? It's a big mess. And I was just, I just couldn't believe how that all went down. And then they were just, and they didn't give him his belt. They like security surrounded him.
And you can hear him say, he's like, look, I want it.
Yeah.
He's like, if I put this on you right now, people are going to go crazy.
Yeah, and so, Dana White was like, literally like, if I give you the belt right now, they're going to riot.
Yeah, there's going to be a riot.
Security surrounded him and walked him out of the building.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Man, I should watch UFC.
Well, I mean, it was a good fight. Like, I watched it for the fight because I...
Did you watch any of the other fights?
Yeah, it was good.
Because I only really got in, like, at the... Which was kind of a $60...
Right.
But
I mean, they were like the other fights were. It was actually like justified if you watched all the other fights.
Sure.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of the one before that.
Yeah.
That was super brutal, bloody.
Oh,
just
yeah.
beat the Them shit
just
out of each
the
other.
Crap out wow. of each other. Yeah.
And which sometimes it's like
that goes.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm like, I watch those and I'm like,
why?
You know.
Why?
I mean, sometimes I love watching them clearly, and if they're like some skills
right.
and some really impressive like things,
yeah.
But that kind of nonsense, you know. And Dana White to me seems like fucking Vince McMahon. He doesn't seem like he's like. There's no legitimacy in a Dana White run sports league, if you ask me. This is like wrestling. Desperate 2.0. To be real.
Well, that's the thing at the yeah. end where I was like, that whole thing went
and
down.
And my buddy was like, do you think
you
that's
can't...
real? He's like, do you think it's real?
Absolutely.
I'm like, I think it is real.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I do think it's real.
But and that's why there's no way to handle it. But that's the other thing. I'm like, Dana White, you don't need to do, like, sure, be the owner and run it or whatever, but stop putting yourself in.
He doesn't need to be the face.
Right. Like, yeah. you suck,
exactly.
Dude.
That's why he makes like, me think that it's clown
sure.
shoes. It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Anyway.
So when you watch that, the fight before that.
Yeah.
After the dude won, he went on this freaking rampage that made me think very strongly, he's on cocaine. Clearly he's on cocaine.
Oh.
And when Medvedev, the guy whoever the dude was who fought Conor McGregor.
Khabib, yeah.
He came in. He was sniffing. And then after the fight, he loses. I'm like, these are cocaine-driven actions.
I don't think so.
I think so.
They say they test for it.
I think that that's as believable as Dana White being.
Yeah, but I mean, they're also under the Nevada Gaming Commission. They fight in Vegas. They're bet on in Vegas. Like, they have
exactly.
to follow rules.
And Vegas is filthy.
Rules set by
Vegas
mobsters.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is that still happening?
Hell
absolutely.
Yes, dude.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Yes, dude. Gambling,
you
like,
think Vegas is still owned by the mob?
Maybe not 100%,
but it's owned by the same type of people that they don't give shit. They just like here's a cash cow. A
Where's
casino.
My money?
Yeah, yeah fuck no, me.
Bring
fuck
me
you,
the money.
Pay me.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's yeah. Okay. Fuck me. Pay you.
Moving on.
Maybe you shouldn't open a casino.
Exactly.
BJ.
I don't think it works that way.
Moving on from the UFC. So. I just we hadn't talked about that, and that was
right.
I'm glad you brought it up. I had no idea.
Yeah,
it was a thing.
I have two more things.
Cool.
The first one being, did you see the robbery in Britain of the security camera caught this guy that was stealing like beers in the UK, and
no.
everyone's like, that's David Schwimmer.
What?
No.
I'm gonna look for it right now.
There's security camera footage of what appears to be David Schwimmer from Friends fame,
right?
AKA
right.
Ross, who's got like a case of beers, like a flat. It's like a cardboard flat, and he's got like beers galore, and he's like walking out the door
without paying,
right? Mm-hmm. And so there's camera footage of this guy, and everyone on Twitter and the internet is like, "That's David Schwimmer." Like, hands down, that's David Schwimmer. Because it looks like David Schwimmer in the photo.
Okay, it super does.
And, right. And David Schwimmer had the greatest friggin' response of all time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where he went to his own Twitter account and then recreated him. Like, he's like, no, I got an alibi. I was in New York at my own liquor store.
Stealing liquor from here.
Well, oh my God, I'm watching it right now.
Well,
this is brilliant.
He said he was buying. He's like, I was at a shopping mall. And then he posted that video doing the exact same. Like, it's the most brilliant
really?
Thing of all time.
That's great.
And in my head.
That is wonderful.
I'm like, this is the most brilliant response to that of all time. And then I was like, BJ's going to think this is staged.
Well, because well,
like,
the other
one
what
could be
really
staged,
looks
though,
like
I mean,
him.
Trying to get Schwimmer in the limelight or whatever.
Oh God, that'd be that's a stretch. Like that's a stretch to
good.
Have somebody.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
to I'm glad have you think that.
Because I mean, he's already working. Like he's right. on Will and Grace right
he's
now.
All, he's on all sorts of.
He
stuff.
Doesn't
no,
need
my,
it.
No, my paranoia is usually
that's
based in
so
something.
Great, no.
Based in something like logical.
But when I saw when I saw his response, I was like, "Good on you, dude! That is
well
the
done.
Funniest shit I've seen in a
Get
while."
Get that Schwimmer money.
I do love that.
It was so funny.
That reminds me, since we were watching. Nice get.
I'm yeah. on it.
The Catwoman scenes, basketball
I'm
scenes.
Sorry I did that to you.
Dude, that blew my mind.
I can't believe you've never watched that.
Like, I have not, and I've never seen the movie, but I do remember.
You gotta watch it.
Like, vividly, and I think it's just so cool, Halle Berry showing up to her Razzie Award.
Oh, yeah.
After winning an Oscar.
Yeah, and
yeah.
giving a whole impassioned speech about it. You know, and that just made me happy. Yeah. Like, and so
we gotta own it.
That type of thing, and with yeah. David Schwimmer, like that kind of stuff, I'm just a huge fan of.
You steer
like,
into it. Like,
well,
all right.
And, well, and that's what's so funny,
it. Right?
Because like all of the internet is like, and like the initial picture that got posted by the police department in the UK or whatever. Yeah. There was just puns and like everything, like every Friends reference you could think of, like just
awesome.
The comments were just
awesome.
Going crazy. Like what's the theme song? No,
refreshments.
The actual words. Anyway, it's
that
like,
is the actual words.
Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. Yeah. They're uh-huh. like, this is what happens when your life's a joke. You're broke.
That's great.
Like, like comments like that are just flooded this picture.
That is great. Because
everyone's like, that's David Schwimmer.
I love
yeah,
it.
Anyway. That's great.
So then he like did his thing, and it was funny.
Well done, Schwim.
And then my last little bit of news that I have is Deadpool 2 is getting re-released this Christmas with cut and scenes changed to rate the movie PG-13.
What?
Yes.
Why though?
Yeah, why?
Speculation is, so if they want to change it later to be a PG-13 franchise, they will have proof that it works. This is like people speculate, because Disney now owns it, and they're like, we make PG-13 movies. This is all internet speculation as the reason why.
That sounds terrible.
But the official reason, or what I read on the one article that I glanced at while I was at 2:30 in the morning in my bed
before
on my phone.
Before you were offended deeply. Yeah.
Was that they want more people to be able to experience it, and
nah.
kids can't see it, da da
nope.
da, 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 so PG-13.
Too bad.
And they don't, and they were saying they don't know how they're going to do it. They said, well, this is what I read. I am totally butchering. You can probably find.
Show like 10% of the movie, maybe? Like.
There's a lot of speculation that they already filmed the scenes for.
So I can see that.
So that way, when you're watching like it on a plane or you're watching it on TV or right. something, they have
you
the
have
edited version.
Right.
But they also filmed one extra scene, which has Fred Savage in a Bears jersey sitting in a bed, a la The Princess Bride.
Yes.
With Deadpool sitting outside the bed reading a Deadpool book to him.
Okay, that's
Go
fantastic.
On.
Right. So they think that's going to how it's going to open the re-release, and he's just going to full on like fourth wall break and be like, "Let's tell you a story."
Yeah.
A highly edited type of a, you know,
sure.
thing to set it
I
up.
I don't like it.
Right.
I like that cuz that's cute.
Well, right.
The idea of doing
the
it
the reference,
at all,
but
like,
doing
on.
It and they were like, it would maybe work if they just like put black bars on stuff and bleep things out and like what and like fully like laid into it.
Yeah.
But it's like, why are you? You made it R.
Not everything
it
is
worked.
For everybody,
right?
Like,
and you
yeah.
made
it,
R,
it is.
And it worked, and yeah. people loved it just like the first one. And people you broke records with it. And why?
I don't know.
Unless it's a full on cash grab just to get more butts in the seats to go get it. Or it's so that way in the future, which is the same thing they did with whatchamacallit. One of the other, what was the most recent comic book movie to come out?
Infinity War?
No.
Justice League?
No,
your favorite?
No.
So good.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
No, it wasn't Marvel. Maybe I don't whatever Kick-Ass it was, too? but they basically made it PG-13 so that way they could like in theory plug it. Oh, it was Venom. They made Venom PG-13 so yeah. that way if in the future Disney wants to use it, they already have the audience built in for everyone being able to experience it.
I think they're overthinking it.
That is dumb.
That's the same thing with Deadpool. Like, why are you going to turn Deadpool, which is a hard R anyway, why are you going to dumb it down, so to speak, to PG-13 it?
My speculation is that there's some sort of, because Disney does have a certain image about itself as this sort of chaste.
But I mean, you're still going to put it out under 20th Century Fox. It's not going to be like Disney
presents.
But Disney, did they not put their name on Deadpool?
No.
Maybe
in the far end of the credits it says distributed by Walt Disney Pictures or whatever.
But they don't claim it like as a. But clearly, it's their product.
Well, just like Marvel movies don't start with the.
Because that was before. Fox.
Because that's only been in the last.
They do not.
Year or two, right?
They've owned Marvel for a while.
Disney?
Yeah.
Deadpool was before Disney bought Fox, so they wouldn't be attached to it.
They bought it right before the release of the second one because they were thinking that, they just bought it. They're going to change the movie and delay the release.
Right.
So, and was it a big deal about them releasing an R-rated movie? Like, has Disney.
The internet was thinking they were going to make it a big deal. But maybe it was a bigger deal. I believe the quote from whoever runs Disney these days said, "No, that movie's made and it's made for the people that it's made for, and basically we're not going to touch it." And that's why Deadpool 2 came out as it was.
I wonder though if there's not some little kind of pushback, but by longtime Disney.
But that's the thing. People. Just because they own it, that's why they had like it. Touchstone Pictures back in the day, and they're like, "Look, we're." Disney, quote unquote, is cartoons and Mickey Mouse and happy family fun time. Yeah. That's Disney. But they also own Marvel. And before a Marvel movie, you don't get the castle with the fireworks. And it doesn't, there's no Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. It's just,
Marvel Studios.
What did I see? Star Wars.
That was a little Terminator, but I know where you're going.
Star Wars, the last Star Wars had the Disney before it.
No, it did not. They don't do that.
No.
I could have sworn I've seen recently like a movie that came out.
What they did is they put the 20th Century Fox in front of it because they bought it and they could put that, because the first episode 8 didn't have what's the 20th Century Fox theme? You know, the 20th Century Fox theme.
I can only think of Ralph doing it.
All Star Wars movies have started with that, and then when that's over, and the episode 8 didn't have it because Disney put that movie out, and people were like, weird, it just fades to black, and then Star Wars starts. No. And so people were like, that's weird. And so there was a big thing that they put the 20th Century Fox logo back in front of it because they bought it. But there was no Disney castle. And so that's the thing. Like, put out Deadpool as a Fox picture and you're good. Yeah. Like, just because you own the company doesn't mean you have to say, this is a Disney movie.
No, you don't.
Like, you know that's what I mean? And they're not doing that. So I don't understand the whole PG-13 thing.
Huh. It's got to be a money grab.
Yeah, that's all it's got to be. Re-releasing it for Christmas, and because he's wearing a Christmas hat in that picture with Fred Savage.
Don't re-release it because that delays the release of it on other
mediums.
It's
already out, dude.
It's already out.
On what?
Everything.
I mean, so on streaming.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's on streaming.
I haven't seen it streaming.
Amazon,
anywhere.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For pay.
Yeah,
for pay.
You have to buy it, but.
For $3.99.
But it's, but I mean.
Or rent it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's out there.
You can go watch it
right
now.
You buy the disc or buy, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, for like more for like, yeah, for like streaming.
For your
services.
Cheap skates. cheap skates out there. And then I have a question as far as news. I saw a headline earlier that was like Apple is now going to include Netflix and something else.
No,
Apple TV
for their users.
Yeah, they're gonna. So well, if you
have
streaming.
So if you have an iPhone, you now get Netflix Netflix for free. They said Netflix
because I thought it was more like their
for their users.
Well, doesn't like
for their streaming service.
Sprint already do that with Hulu.
So, there's all sorts of stuff.
T-Mobile does like there's always already a bunch of Netflix combinations. Anyway.
Yeah, you can watch it for you can stream it for free on your phone on T-Mobile or something like that.
Yeah,
but you're an iPhone or an Apple user, if you have an Apple ID, you can then get your Netflix for free.
Okay, because I didn't read it that way.
I mean,
what
be crazy
I read
not
was
to.
What I read was that Disney is wants to add a new streaming service a la Netflix. Like
they are doing
to,
that. Absolutely.
Disney is creating their own,
and that is what you'll be able to watch on your stuff, not. Not Netflix necessarily, but all the Disney stuff you can watch streaming. Go ahead.
From Apple?
Tell us, Mikey P.
Apple is working on getting a new streaming service put together, and they're going to include that service on the Apple product. So it'll be, instead of paying like you do for Netflix at $99 or
$89. You pay whatever for Apple stuff.
If you have an Apple device, you will get that service automatically.
Right. So you don't have to pay extra to watch Netflix.
Smart.
Not Netflix. Apple's
It'll be their own.
Then why did it say Netflix?
Proprietary
Netflix.
Service.
Like Netflix. Not,
it didn't say
Netflix.
Like Netflix. It said Netflix.
All right.
That's what I saw. Anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Everyone to their, to your devices.
You said you had news, and I totally hijacked news.
I
so.
Get it, man. Okay. Yeah. Do your thing.
News well, is news. More news.
My news is that there's a Robin Hood movie coming out.
Yes!
I mean, it's already Sorry. Out. Did, you know, did anyone know this?
No.
Did anybody know this?
No.
So I went to the movies this weekend. I saw First Man, which is really great.
So it's not, yeah.
And I saw a poster for Robin Hood with Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx. And I'm like, how did this get made? When is this coming out? It looks not good. But what's really impressive to me is that all the actors involved did like extensive archery training.
So there's a full-on trailer for this movie?
There is a full-on trailer for this movie.
Well, how have I not heard of that yet?
Not only that, the movie's... I think it's out. No, it comes out in November. November 21st.
Sorry, real quick. This is the headline that I saw earlier. Apple to take a bite out of Netflix and Amazon by making its content free for device owners.
It's content.
It's content.
Right, Apple's content.
Not Apple's Netflix's. Content.
Then why? See, this is why I hate
it's a
articles.
Bad headline. Yes.
It's clickbait like a motherfucker.
But
I didn't click on it.
Netflix will be available on your Apple TV device.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah. So, get the app and stuff. Yeah.
Service to launch in 100-plus countries in the first half of next year.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah. So Robin Hood. Because, see, Robin Hood, just like we talked about the boy who could be king last week, Robin Hood is another... I love the Robin Hood story.
And when I saw the poster, I'm like, the time is totally ripe for another Robin Hood movie because people love those like adventure fun, like archery. Yeah.
You know
like,
what the last Robin Hood movie was?
It was with Russell Crowe.
Did you see it?
I did not see it. I'm sure it's terrible,
it's
though.
It's
terrible.
It's
You can say it.
It's
okay
not,
to hate
it's
things.
It's not Robin Hood.
Yeah.
It needs like, to
it's
improve
a, it's
to
too
be terrible.
Big a, it's too big a, it's too big for its britches.
Oh, okay. Like, it insists upon itself?
Basically, yeah. Like, when you think Robin Hood, you think Sherwood Forest, Robin the Rich, the Poor. You don't think, like, epic battles and wars and die. Yeah. Like, so anyway.
This looks like Fast and the Furious, but Robin Hood.
Yes!
Without
right
cars,
on.
Though.
Bring it on, baby.
But what I thought was really cool is that, like, Taron Egerton became a really great archer for this movie. Like, I watched, like, behind this. He's playing Robin Hood.
And who is he? Has he been in anything else?
He was in Kingsman. He's been in...
Who is he in Kingsman? The main guy?
I don't know. I never saw the movie.
That movie's fun. I think you'll enjoy it.
He's in, like, the new Predator movie. He's been in a bunch of stuff, I think.
I didn't see the second Kingsman, but the first Kingsman was... I mean, it's just...
Secret Service?
Yeah, it's
but
just...
But the behind-the-scenes video has him, like, jumping in the air and doing, like, hitting shots, like, mid-air... Like jumping forward, jumping
like
backwards,
actually doing it,
and like doing like quick draw shots, like doing two trick shots in a row.
That's
I'm
so
like,
sweet.
That's freaking impressive. Like, I almost want to see the movie just to be like, kudos to this dude.
You gotta
for
see it. It's
getting
Robin
good
Hood.
At this.
Are you a Robin Hood like fan? Of
I'm not
the
like
story?
A, I'm like a yeah. huge fan of the story. I mean, I like that story about as much as I do anything else. Right. So I'm not like champing at the bit to go see it. But
do you ever get in archery?
I wanted to.
I
it sounds cool.
Into archery for a minute.
Really?
So you had a bow and everything.
When I was a boy, out of Boy Scouts, I had my own bow and
that's
all
fantastic.
Sorts of stuff. Yeah.
I had a bow, and then my dad and I wanted one so bad, and I had him so I had a bow and some arrows, and then he bought me some hay bales.
Yep.
And put a target on there, and so I used to practice, and I used to tear up inside of my arm.
Oh yeah.
Because the string would just whack you there.
So
it was
fun.
It was so fun.
It's
and it's
so
just,
fun.
It's fascinating. There's something about it. Fascinating, like an arrow flying,
the tactile, and like feeling it, and and most people, you're not gonna like you know hit the bullseye or anything, but most people naturally know how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Yeah,
like you're like take it because you've seen it 1,000 times, but take it, aim it, and like shoot at, take it and shoot that hay bale, and most people will get near it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, so I went to see my nephew Richie at a camp that he goes to all the time, and they have all kinds of zip lines and other things, and archery was one of the things.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to visit that weekend, you know, it's like parents' weekend or family weekend, you get to do a bunch of these stuff.
Nice.
So I didn't do the zip line, but I was like, archery, sweet. And I don't know what happened, but every time I would go to, like, shoot, it would, like... Yeah, we go flip, and it would flip, and
watch
like
watch out,
and like you know, you like let go of the string, and it would go, it would like go. Cra- it, I don't know what
like
was
the
up.
Arrow wouldn't even go straight. It would like flippity round.
Yeah,
that's like a bad arrow or something.
It was no, it was flippity me. Around. It was all me. I don't know what I was doing
it's a
wrong.
Term.
But like
flipping around,
flippity round,
flippity round the arrows.
But anyway, it's still fascinating, and I want to get like a compound one. You know, with the
have you ever shot one of those?
Dude,
it's so bitchy because it's so
it's easier. It's right.
It gets easier. It's like pulling it. You're like.
But once you get out there,
as soon as it just locks in, and you're like, I can sit here all day.
And that's then you weird. Can lay, aim and good,
and then you let go, and wow, yeah, it's bitching.
That's dope. We had my.
I like sound effects.
That's a good. That's effective. That put the image in my mind.
You got, it adds to everything. It
it's
adds
like
to everything.
Gnar, bro. Like, what's that?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Super gnar.
Yeah.
Shred the gnar.
Dude, man,
it's
you're
like,
all
like,
you're like, but then I was like.
Oh, God, we need that sound bit, too.
I'll put it as commercial break. That guy's interview.
So good. It's that's cartoonish. Like, this cannot be real.
Those are real people.
That's why people hate California. Is
they think we're all like that.
Yes, right? Exactly. They think we're all this dude shredding the gnars.
Oh, my God. That's blah. The best interview.
It is. Great.
It was all good. It's and then like, man. fresh pow out there, man. Let's go shred the freshies.
What does that even mean?
Okay, good times. Yep. Any other news?
Less news, more things I saw tonight watching football that really annoy me. So I guess we can save that for
yeah, let's talk about that in a minute.
Save that for next.
Let's do this. Life's a binge. Phone Army. Tony in the Mesa.
Sean. Ooh, Jared made a thing. Big deal. Everybody look at the thing Jared made. Jared made the audio equivalent of blackface. Hey, don't worry. Megyn Kelly says it's okay to do blackface these days. Took someone else's words and someone else's music and someone else's style. And you made a thing. Ooh, Jared's great. All right. For the first time in Life's a Binge history, Jared, actually, that was really cool. So there's other things you've done that were cool, but this one's the first one I'm admitting publicly. And I'm going to give you a racist pass for this one, for the audio blackface. Also, you guys have a clear problem with levels of fame. The idea that Mickey Mouse seen without his head is the equivalent of Biff being seen without a spray bottle is ludicrous. I mean, really, elevate yourself much? High esteem much? Hey, somebody saw me Biff and I had a name tag on that didn't say Biff. Hey, it's the same as somebody seeing Mickey Mouse without their head on.
It is.
Oh, man. Also, Nathan Fillion was walking around with no security? Really? Nathan Fillion? The way you guys were going on about that, I would think it was...
Hey, he's a national treasure.
Or Brad Pitt, or Susan Sarandon, or...
Susan Sarandon!
That's I don't know that's any of the 10,000 celebrities that would come to mind that I'd be surprised to see without security that would come to mind before Nathan Fillion coming to it.
At
so
Comic-Con,
that's crazy.
Though?
Hey, Matt, what do I know? I know that you overproduce and overedit and ramble and get... Matt, they're pretty good. I can't really
Tony's
complain.
Tony's fired
I'm still
up.
Trying to gin up something. Rich, I guess I have to come after you, you Annie low budget wit. But
ooh, I like that.
Anyway, I'm going to find a rival. I'm going to find a real, honest thing to complete and get mad about besides Jared's racism soon. Anyway, that's it. Sean.
All right.
Come and get it.
Yeah, man.
Dropping Susan Sarandon here. What is this, 1987? Jesus, Tony.
But thanks, Tony. Let's here, we have a thing for you. Here you go.
Tony in the Mesa.
Outro.
That's fine.
There was plenty of time there. Who did?
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
So what did she do? She said blackface is fine.
No, she said.
She didn't say that.
That's kind of that's so ignorant.
I mean, it is, but it's also a fact. Like,
yeah.
It
maybe
was,
she's 60 years old.
It was okay, right?
When in her life? I mean, like, she looks like she's about 40.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, well, I don't know.
In your life?
Was it okay to do blackface?
Yeah, now this is a loaded ass question.
Right.
Your only answer is no. Like, sorry.
When was,
well, please say
but when
first.
But when was never Richard Pryor okay. and Gene Wilder? When was that movie made?
Silver Streak in the late
Silver
70s.
Silver Streak 70s. Yeah.
So it was acceptable then.
You know what? Having Richard Pryor next to you and Gene Wilder kind of being there.
But I mean, it was still full on.
Oh, I mean,
blackface.
Well, dude, Robert Downey Jr. did it way more recently.
That is true.
Than
but
that.
Yeah,
people are cool with that one.
Yeah,
for the most part,
you were cool with it.
No, I thought that was.
I think that like I thought it was really funny, and that like just that like, because you're.
I thought they handled it real well.
Well, because
but
even
again,
like
about the best way that you can
in Silver right. Streak too. I mean, like I think it was along those same lines that it was like you kind of like know that they're making fun of something, you know, by doing it, and then and not realizing just how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I felt about Robert Downey Jr.
They're not supporting the thing. They're saying this is how ridiculous this
yeah.
thing is that
and
people
I like,
think that they
yeah.
can do the thing at
and
all.
I would much rather see the taboo stuff be talked about and bandied about as opposed to just ignored.
Totally
and
not talked
right.
about at all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, to whatever ends.
Absolutely.
You know? So I didn't have a problem with either Silver Streak or the other one. Now, Soul Man... which
yeah.
I saw in the theater.
In the theater?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes. Now and
on a scale of 1 to 10.
That came 86?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 84? How absolutely furious were you during that movie?
Sadly not as nearly as
what?
You know. Just because you're just not simply you're simply not as woke as you are.
You
weren't
yeah.
at the time
you weren't
thinking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. And it is. It almost like you need to like, oh wait a minute, you know, look. Like a lot of things.
So that
like,
shouldn't be
like,
my favorite movie?
Like, no, almost
man.
I'd like to revisit it. Like just to see like what
see
it's
see how bad it is. Right?
Well and also just
Or if
see,
it really was maybe they did do it well.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. It's pretty bad.
80s movie about yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
They have yeah, oh god, dude, the storyline is like oh, there's scholarships if you're black.
Yeah, he's like this, and he's the
just
son of
become
rich,
black,
but his parents are rich.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't
right.
make any sense.
Like you're getting a scholarship.
Oh okay. My god.
But now let's move right along.
And now another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know. In 1978, John Carpenter helped give birth to the slasher film when he introduced us to Michael Myers, a youngin' who in 1963 murdered his sister, then came home 15 years later to murder his sister Lori, but with the aid of Michael's psychiatrist, Dr. Sam Loomis, he fails to do so. Then, in 1981, we go back to the events of that night in 1978 as Michael continues to try to kill Laurie Strode in Halloween 2. And still, Laurie, with the aid of Loomis, is able to thwart Michael's deadly attacks again. But then, in 1982, we take a break from Michael Myers and focus on a deadly Halloween mask company that is trying to kill kids by selling them masks that will disintegrate their heads, turning them into tiny insects when they watch a show on TV with their masks on. That's
really?
Right, Halloween 3,
yeah.
Oh,
Season of the Witch. We don't talk about that one, which I feel could have been a missed opportunity on their part. They could have suggested that these magical demonic masks could have made Michael who he was in the beginning, since in the 1978 movie, he put on a clown mask and started murdering in the beginning. Anyways, it could have been one of the masks from the company that made him evil, but they decided to keep it outside of the Michael Myers universe, and they are stupid for it. Anyway, then, in 1988, Michael returns to Haddonfield, where he goes after his niece, Jamie, in Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. Luckily, Loomis is also there. Then, in 1989, Michael Myers returns yet again to Haddonfield to kill his niece, Jamie. But this time, she is mute because of the trauma from the last movie. But don't worry about her, because we still have our plucky Dr. Sam Loomis. That's right, Halloween 5. Man, you'd think that family would get out of Haddonfield by now. I have family that left San Diego because there was too many people, and none of them were even trying to kill him. Okay. Then, in 1995, Michael comes back again for his niece Jamie, who gives birth, and then there's this whole weird Michael Myers cult thing. It's odd. And also Loomis. But wait, who's that over there? It's a young Paul Rudd playing a grown-up Tommy Doyle from the first movie. Watch out, Michael. You're messing with Ant-Man. Then, in 1998, we get Halloween H2O 20 years later. We go to a university in Southern California where Laurie Strode is the dean under a new name. See? She knows what's going on. You got a murderous relative? Move out of the hometown where he grew up and change your name. Unfortunately, that doesn't stop Michael as he pursues her and her son. And oh no! No Loomis! I was in high school when this movie came out, and it being 1998, 20 years after the original Halloween, we all knew that an anniversary movie was imminent. That's not really related, but I just thought you might like to know about the imminent H2O. But then, in 2002, the evil starts back up again with Halloween Resurrection,
where
Michael and Laurie Strode battle once again. And Michael kills Laurie before the opening credits? What? Don't worry, everyone, because luckily the movie is about Busta Rhymes filming an internet reality show in the Myers house where Michael Myers comes to kill people. It blows pretty hard and is pretty much the end of all continuity so far. A few years later, Rob Zombie will reboot the series with a pretty decent first movie and then do Halloween 2, which is pretty much House of a Thousand Corpses 3. So, good try, buddy. All look desolate for the man known as The Shape. But then, 40 years after the 1978 massacre, Michael comes back home in 2018. An old man, but still as deadly as ever, and squares off for what seems to be the final showdown with Laurie and her family. Holy crap, I loved this movie. I really enjoyed how they kept the consistency and flow of everything I've loved about the series going, even though they cut out the other movies. For real, I did think it was weird that this isn't a sequel to H2O, or even a sequel to Halloween 2, which takes place on the same night as the original. No, it's a sequel to Halloween, the original. So basically, if you've never seen a Halloween movie but want to be caught up for this movie, just watch the first one, because all the others I just listed off basically never happened. They have a lot of great tension-building moments with the horror genre in here. I love the stillness, especially when you see Michael. Someone is talking to him and you know that they're about to get it, but they don't know, and it's great. And it has a lot more depth than any other sequel I've seen, possibly the best in the series, in my opinion. There's gore, real dramatic moments, humor, and good action. Basically, the slasher movie is kind of a genre of dark action movies, and not so much what I would call quote-unquote scary, but there are a lot of jump scares throughout that get you. Also, I love the music. It was done and remixed really well and really gets you going. They just polish up the old theme a little, but in a good way. Some things that I wasn't so crazy about this movie was that there is a scene where a girl is at her high school Halloween dance. It's not for very long, but the music is current. It's that I Love It song by Charlie XCX. My big issue is that in the original, other than being a low-budget 70s film, it is pretty timeless. It doesn't feel too much like you're watching something specifically 70s. They do play Don't Fear the Reaper on the radio in one scene, but that goes way better with the movie's theming and isn't so genre-specific where it stands out and kind of pulls you out of the movie. Also, I feel like some of the score from the film, they could have pulled back a little bit from using in certain scenes. I remember watching the trailer for this movie with the long shot of Michael walking into a garage, grabbing a hammer, walking into a woman's house and killing her out of frame with nothing but his breathing. I thought that was so cool. It's different in the movie because it's underscored by that cool new music I was talking about, but it does take away some of the tension. Although, in the movie, it's not just that one scene alone. It's kind of like a killing montage. So maybe music is more appropriate then, but that's the gripe I had there. Other than that, I love the crap out of this movie, and I think you all should run out like a bunch of recently escaped mental patients and check it out for yourselves, because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I'll be watching... Oh, hold on. I just heard something. Sorry, one moment. Hello? Hey, what are you wearing that mask for? It's not Halloween yet. Oh, you want that hammer? Oh, what are you building something? Oh, okay, here. Yeah, the head on this hammer is a little loose. Just make sure you got a good grip on it. Yeah, just raise it up real high like that. Wow, you got a good hammer swinging technique. Wait a second. Hey!
Money. That's the last time we hear from Matt.
No more What Do I Know. This just in. No more What Do I Know.
What Matt did I know?
Should we call the cops?
When I was alive.
Thank you, Matty.
Thanks, Matt.
Dude, John Carpenter was the shit. That's why Halloween's so timeless.
So clearly I had not kept up on all the Halloween movies because that was dizzying.
Oh, yeah. No, it's stupid. Well, it's like all of them. Like, wow. Jason went to space. Like, yeah. Freddy. Like, it's all stupid, dude. They're all dumb.
Freddy versus Jason.
That one was pretty fun.
Actually. Do you think John Carpenter got his inspiration from when he killed Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes? Did you ever watch Autofocus?
No.
You ever heard of it?
No.
You ever heard... So, Autofocus is a movie... About you've heard of Bob Crane, the star of Hogan's Heroes,
and he was killed.
You know that he was killed?
No,
I did not know that.
And so in the story, they talk about it, and they talk about the story. Have you seen it? Autofocus.
Susan Sarandon in it?
No, she's not. So it clearly isn't as good as it could be.
That's for you, Tony. Yeah.
it's really good, but it tells the story of Bob Crane, and then he has his buddy John Carpenter, but people say that's a different John Carpenter.
Yeah, gotcha. It's not John Carpenter, John Carpenter.
I thought it was. Like, I'm John Carpenter, and Willem Dafoe plays John Carpenter. And it's like the advent of home video cameras, and they're all kind of freaky, too. And so it's a good movie.
Huh.
All right.
So that's a real tangent right there of like stuff.
You're welcome, people.
Yep. I apologize for that one.
No, it doesn't.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts. It's
just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, ah, and then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Back to the show.
Let's go shred some freshies.
I forget what
he says.
No, it's like he's talking about surfing.
That's what my real life friend said about going snowboarding.
Freshies is like a snowboard, snow thing.
Yes, because they're talking about the powder, the fresh powder. The fresh powder. You gotta shred the powder.
It's so funny. Here, Quimby now.
No, it's just everything. Chowder.
Chowder.
What's that, Frenchie? Say it again.
Say it.
Chowder.
It's chowder.
Ha ha ha! It's chowder.
Chowder. It's chowder.
So yeah, you know, I have a thing. I have a thing.
Yeah.
About it's not a tangent thing.
I'm
just
not
a thing.
Anyway,
about
chowder.
About skiing and probably snowboarding.
Skiing, sure.
But snowboarding was not a thing while I was in high school, which is, you know, your formative years.
Sure.
But skiing is a thing that's like the rich people do.
Sure.
And so we weren't rich. And so we didn't have...
You never went skiing?
I went skiing in college once when they had like... I went skiing like three times.
Snowboarding one time, which is basically the same. It was okay.
So they had a thing in college or school, which was like you pay $15 and you could $5 for a lift ticket,
mm-hmm.
$5 for ski rentals.
Sure.
And $5 for lesson. So if you already knew how to ski, you could go skiing that night for $10.
Nice.
And they gave you a bus ride up to the mountain and back.
That's bitching.
So it was really cool. But anyway, I do have like these long held, you know, like in Good Will Hunting, you know, the ski trip bitches. You know, there's like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. So every time I'm like, get off my mountain. Man,
so you didn't want to shred the gnar, bro.
Isn't that a surf thing? And I think the same thing about surfers.
No, the interview is surfing, right.
Yeah. But I think the same thing about surfers. Too. About surfers don't want, and like snow skiers are always like, ah, we don't want these people on our mountain.
Right.
You know, and it's
get
like.
Get rid of these snowboarders.
Yeah. And then I was like, man, fuck all of you guys. Is that your ocean or your mountain? I'm going to come and pee on all your stuff.
I'm going to go shred.
Calvin and Hobbes, you.
Take some shredding.
Calvin and Hobbes is probably like, we never pee on anything. Maybe they did. I don't remember any.
Oh, that reminds me.
Pee. Oh, totally. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
I saw some great Bill Warrison-inspired art.
Tangent train.
At the comics and stuff in Mission Valley. It's all movie characters done in the style of Calvin and Hobbes.
That's
so there's like Doc and Marty. They have not movie characters, but TV characters too. They had Varys and Tyrion, and it's
so great.
They're like dancing the music. It's awesome. Like go check it out. Get one of those. They're like $25. I'm gonna get one. I don't know which one.
Comics and stuff in Mission Valley.
In Mission Valley
at the mall.
Nice.
Free plug, guys.
Here yeah, you you're welcome. Are we talking about anything? Are we just done after the commercial break?
Stuff. I've got stuff.
No, we got stuff. I've watched stuff.
Really?
I watched stuff.
Like what?
You want to go first?
I'll go first. I watched First Man over the weekend.
That's right. Ryan Gosling with Ryan about Gosling. Neil Armstrong.
Did we not mention that last time or no?
No, we did not.
We didn't. Okay.
We hadn't seen it yet.
It's good.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Did you IMAX it?
No, I should have.
I wish I had now. Okay.
But really, that's only for like small, like that's because most of the movie isn't about like space travel, boom, right. Bam, bam. It's about Neil, like the man. That's why they call it First Man. And it's super moving. Like a lot of it has to do with like, I don't know if spoiler alert about if you know a lot about Armstrong, but
I was like,
if you know a lot about
history.
Him at all, yeah, it's history. If you don't know it now, like it happened a long time ago.
You know, he went to the moon, right?
But he had a daughter who died before.
No,
like they
I didn't
were
know
well.
That.
Yeah. Before they were well into like the Gemini program, his daughter dies.
Spoiler alert.
No. Yeah. So it's a lot of him like dealing with that and like still wanting to go to space and like his like relationship with his wife and his sons. And it was super moving. Like I was,
How was
I want to get Chuck.
Was that good?
He's fantastic. I mean,
I love
he manages to make like Neil Armstrong was famously like reserved and quiet and very much like to himself kind of a person, and he made that interesting to watch on screen.
That's awesome.
So he was great. I think one of the standout performances though is Corey Stoll as Buzz Aldrin. Because I don't know if you know this either. Buzz Aldrin was kind of an asshole, and they don't shy away from it. At all in this movie.
Oh, yeah?
He's fantastic. He's super good.
Is he still alive?
Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. All I know is that he recently punched a moon landing denier in the face as an 80. He's 80 years old.
Oh, Buzz Aldrin did?
Yeah. Like somebody was like, you didn't go to the moon, blah, blah, blah. And like, if that was me, like, I don't blame him at all. Like, some kid's in my face saying, you didn't do this. Like, and that's the thing. The movie does not shy away from how crazy dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these guys, they didn't know anything.
They're like, let's wrap you up in tinfoil and strap you on this missile.
There's a line. Like, Neil's wife, I forget her name. I'm sorry, I forget her name right now. But she comes in, she says, you're just a bunch of boys playing with balsa wood. Like, you don't know anything. Like, you're just trying things. Yeah. And that's what they were doing. Like, misstrap my ass to a bunch of dynamite and fly up into the stratosphere. Like,
I remember
who
her
knows
name
if it'll work.
Her name was Mrs. Aldrin.
So. Well, no, her name was Mrs. Armstrong.
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Yeah,
did you ever see The Right Stuff?
I did. A long time ago.
I love that movie because my dad loved that movie, so I watched it a bunch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's all about like the full like Apollo. No, Mercury. It's about the Mercury the first.
Yeah.
The first
John Glenn.
First space people. Yeah. Spacewalk. Right.
Right. No. Yeah. First.
Or it wasn't the moon.
First space.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reaching
the space
orbit. Race.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And like, just there's a montage in the middle of that movie of them like showing the legitimate. Film of the failured launch,
yeah,
like launches,
right?
Of just like a rocket, like taking like
to go
off
and
going
crashing.
Like 100, and then just literally coming back down and imploding upon itself,
yeah.
And they're just like, okay,
we're gonna keep trying.
We got this figured out now. Who wants to get in there?
Yeah,
let's try it again.
We really did,
let's try it again.
I'm like, y'all crazy.
Yeah. But they were, crazy. Though. They legit, and I don't know if they touched base on it in, well, I guess not, because they were already established as they're going to space at this point. Mm-hmm. But the initial astronauts were test pilots.
Test pilots, yeah.
And they specifically chose test pilots because they're like, you guys are crazy enough to do it. So
I'll fly this thing no one's ever flown before.
Chuck Yeager, you want to fly this X-1? Yeah, we're trying to break the sound barrier, so we're going to strap you to this bigger plane and then drop you.
Sounds
and
then cool.
Then you're going to turn it on and try and fly it. We don't know if it'll work or not. It's got tiny little wings. It's basically a missile with a tiny little wings, and then you're going to fly it. He's like, yeah, sign me up. Let's do it. And Chuck Yeager went and broke the sound barrier in the X-1.
The movie starts with an X-1 sequence, and it's freaking beautiful. Like, it's so beautiful. That's Go cool. see this movie. Yeah. Go see it.
That's good, awesome. I want to see that.
And yeah, if you can do it IMAX, do it in IMAX, too.
Okay. Sure. Sweet. Seems like that would be something that you would want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I'd realized that before, but a lot of it's enough of like a small, intimate, like character driven thing.
I mean, still, it's like better it's than your television.
Big, yeah, it's still watching it on a giant screen, so it's still amazing to see.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else? You see anything else? You said you saw something.
I have seen been stuff. What else have you been seeing?
I saw something that people probably saw a long time ago. I finally watched the new It. Which I had not seen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Did you see it?
We had Casey.
Did you not talk about it?
We watched about it.
We had Casey Gardner on, maybe for that one. We talked about it.
We did talk about it. Did you see it? I forgot.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I saw it.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's good.
A very good, real good movie. Like, it's like when the movie,
if you're looking for something scary to watch for Halloween season, watch that movie.
Hand reaches out of the sewer. That's such a creepy shot. I'm like, yes! That's so good.
And just that initial, like, hey, Georgie.
And he's
drooling, and he's like, you want a balloon, Georgie? And he's just so like creepy while being not at all. Yeah. He's just talking, and because he's Pennywise, and because you know that it's a scary movie, and he's in a freaking sewer.
That is going to be, but just the way that he is.
But he's just like, scary. Hey, Georgie. Like, like if you picture a clown at a birthday party, like, that's what he's going to sound like. And so anyway.
So I brought up, after we watched the movie, I brought up pictures of the two clowns side by side, like old Pennywise and new Pennywise. I was like, which one, like, just by design looks more freaky? I couldn't come to it. I don't know.
Well, I feel like if you're just looking at the pictures with no context
and everything, new Pennywise looks scarier.
Really?
Because old Pennywise Tim Curry Pennywise just looks like a clown.
Yeah.
Like when he's just standing there in his outfit with his makeup, he just looks like a clown.
I think if you look, and this is just me, but just because I always look at faces and eyes all the time, but if you look like closer into the eyes, I think the old one is way more like unsettling just to look at. I don't know. That might just be me.
Because the new one, I feel, has more of an evil base design.
Especially
to
the makeup too.
Right. That's what I mean. His eyebrows and like his like his makeup design just has the inherent look of like an evil face.
Yeah.
Whereas Tim Curry's is just a clown. He's just a clown.
Well, clowns
but
are
Tim
evil.
Curry has
it's his personality.
That, well, not only that, but Tim Curry has this weird face.
Anyway, yeah.
Like if you, I don't know, it's picturing Home Alone 2 in my head right now.
Oh wow!
When he like when it shows like the Grinch smiling, and then it like crossfades to Tim Curry, and like he just has this weird like ability with his face, to look evil, and so that's why his look. It's not in the makeup; it's in his face.
Him. Yeah, okay.
Kind of like Jack Nicholson's Joker. He just has that face. You know what? Like he does that thing with his like.
Yeah.
Like the lines between his nut, like he just has a face that looks.
I think
like
of like
that.
The nod from from The Departed. He's like, yes.
Oh yeah, the gif of him, like, yeah, yeah. Oh, get that.
Now I gotta see that gif.
Oh, you haven't seen the Jack Nicholson nod?
And
was it Departed?
Yeah. I thought it was.
It might be Anger Management.
Maybe it's Anger. It's probably Anger Management.
I think it's Anger Management.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Which I never saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay, good, because I almost started watching that the other day.
No, it's okay. It's worth a watch. Fine. Like, it's fun.
There's a lot of shit to watch.
Well, right. But if you're just putting on something for the background,
almost like there's
fun.
Enough stuff to watch to have a podcast about.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff.
But if you're just putting something on to watch in the background, like, why not? Like, it's Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you need to, like, sit down and get invested in it, I don't think.
So. And Jack's performance is money anyway.
Okay.
You saw Meet the Parents, right?
I did.
And
so I liked
did
that
you
movie
like
a lot.
Robert did you like Robert De Niro in that
I
part?
I did.
So picture that type of movie but with Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you get with
Anger
Management.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Where it's like he's a pumped up outlandish character in a stupid situation. And that, because he's the psychiatrist that's trying to work with Adam Sandler to get rid of his anger problems.
Okay.
And he's just making him pissed off the whole time.
Cool.
Right. But he's not supposed to get
I'm
mad.
Sure I would love it.
It's stupid, but like, it's
yeah,
great.
Like, yeah. It'd be good entertainment.
Exactly.
So.
Anyway.
Cool.
What else? I haven't watched.
You haven't? Okay.
You have not watched
I've watched
nothing.
A few things.
Would you watch
them? I've watched, first of all, the 29th installment. Tis the season right now.
Of?
Treehouse of Horrors.
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in
years.
Years.
Same.
Years yeah. and years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
Do they still spoof stuff or is it all
oh,
original?
Yeah, for
or?
Sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. And ooh, so I need to watch
maybe
it again. The,
maybe. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying I need to watch it again. But what I watched, I was like, yay. It just. It's,
yeah.
I just, it's that time of year, you know, for the past 30 years.
Warm spoonful of nostalgia.
Exactly.
29th.
Yeah. 29th. Halloween of Horror or Treehouse of Horrors.
We're all old gentlemen.
Crazy
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
And I can't say that yeah. I've seen them all. I saw the first 20, maybe.
Oh,
maybe the first 20.
I've seen maybe 10.
But the last yeah. several
like
years.
Maybe.
Do you remember Monkey Paw? The Monkey Paw?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Drinks? Yeah, and
it
I'm
also comes with a free Go-Gurt. Ooh, that's good.
Dude, yeah.
The Go-Gurt has potassium benzoate.
Oh,
that's bad?
That's bad. Right? Dude, the original, not the original, but like the first 10 are
yeah, yeah, and so
don't
you know,
blame
they
do me. The, I voted for Kodos.
They do the shinning.
That was a
they do the shinning.
One.
Yeah,
the shinning.
And they
is
do
awesome.
The groundskeeper Willy as Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Urge to Kill Rising. That was
no
like a something
TV,
that was like
no beer
makes
yeah.
Homer something something
go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
Classic. That's
yeah,
classic.
That's great
Treehouse
stuff.
Of Horror. Like,
and so
yeah.
you can like maybe. That's in my head,
yeah.
and so I give it a huge, like, hunk of leeway.
Sure.
But no, it's good.
I
it's
just
good.
Haven't seen The Simpsons, any of it.
I feel like,
in,
yeah.
If you wanted to watch it and you haven't been watching it, you could probably just jump right in and
you could
be fine.
Yeah, you could, like, you could have fun.
When was the last
yeah.
time you watched an actual Simpsons episode?
Recently, like,
was
recently,
it good?
Because, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it was good. I mean, it was, yeah.
See, for me, Simpsons, good. Well, is like season 4,
right.
5,
and
6.
Frank Grimes.
That was 20.
That's
20.
That's the money episode.
That's my favorite episode.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder how long Frank Grimes
four
was.
You live
20.
In a mansion. The beautiful wife and children.
No, that's so funny. Like, literally, like.
I'm Homer Simpson.
If I had to choose, I would, that would be my number one episode. Like, if I could,
yeah.
if I could think of any episode
either
out of
that,
the 500. That's one that I would think Frank Grimes.
That or Scorpio.
Now,
that one was
oh, was, that was Albert Brooks.
Yeah,
right?
that
Albert
one
Brooks is
money.
That is a lot of fun too. Like that's what we need to do is do a
the
Simpsons
Emporium right
we
down near Hammond's.
Yeah, we just
oh,
pick
yeah.
out our favorite Simpsons episodes.
Yeah,
because it's too vast to try to talk about. Like we've known
yes.
for
yeah,
three
I'm
episodes.
Well aware.
Yeah, for three episodes.
We tried.
Three episodes we tried, and
oh, really?
Out of that,
yeah.
out of that one came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Some that, of that was
that
technical
was the fourth
difficult.
One we did was the one that we actually released.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The fourth,
or did
Simpsons.
We do try
wow.
to get
lost,
three, and then we had
lost
one
the really good one, yeah.
But we had one that we released later, right? Or no?
Maybe I think so. I think we did release,
but
I
remember,
remember,
like, of course, it's
garbage.
The Simpsons. We're gonna have
this
yeah,
ton we can
of
talk
shit
about
to
this
talk
forever.
About.
I like Mo.
Yeah, yeah. it was a little difficult.
It was
just
hard.
Too vast.
It's too much.
It is
yeah.
too vast.
Secret ingredient. Cough syrup.
Flaming Mo.
Yeah.
So
you got a pen pal's shirt right up there on the wall, man.
I do. It's
that's
right
awesome.
There. It's Homer's pin pal shirt.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah.
I did notice that before, but yeah. since we're talking about
it. No, like, I haven't watched an episode of The Simpsons
mm-hmm.
in a long, long... Like I said, yeah, my Simpsons is, like, season 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like I said...
Out of those, do you remember,
that's crazy to me that that's, like, 25 years ago.
What would you call your favorite one?
I don't even know.
You don't have one, like, in mind?
I don't.
Because
like,
yeah, definitely Frank Grimes is in my mind as like my favorite.
I really liked that they did an X-Files episode that I really liked that was really good. I really was in heavy into the Who Shot Mr. Burns thing.
That
like,
was fun.
That was a big deal. I don't know.
How have we not mentioned Monorail?
Monorail.
Like Stonecutters and like all the ones that have like the music. Like I had the
the musical
albums.
Episodes are rarely
exceptional. I had the albums just to have all the songs. Yeah. And they did like, you know, they did Sherry Bobbins, the
Who
Mary
needs
Poppins
the cookie
or whatever.
Mark?
Yeah. Right. All the goods.
I do.
Yeah. So the X-Files, for some reason, there's good. A moment in the X-Files episode that just I can see it to
this
day
tell.
Where I will laugh uncontrollably.
Go ahead.
Mo has a killer whale.
Yeah.
And
you're right. That is hilarious.
And he has it in the back of the bar. And then the FBI shows up and he's like, oh no. And then so that's the setup. He's like, they like open the back of the bar and they're hosing down like a killer whale in the bar.
Yeah. Right.
And that's already the joke and it's already hilarious.
Yes. Yes.
Later on in the episode, they're in the forest or something, and you're watching Mulder and Scully do whatever, and then you see Mo in the background with a bunch of people carrying the killer whale running by in the background
like,
to like get rid
corpse?
Of it.
To hide
no,
it
as to like get
it's
rid
alive,
of it. To, like,
so
hide
it's
still
alive, okay.
But like just the like the joke is already funny. Like, why is there a killer whale? There's no explanation. He just has a killer whale. And then, haha, that's funny. But then later on, he's trying to ditch it. And anyway, it's just,
that's so
it's
funny.
So stupid.
And what's
but
so funny, too,
yeah.
is that the theme of the of South Park, of the Simpsons already did it. The Simpsons did it. Simpsons
oh, yeah.
did it. I'd never really thought that the Simpsons did a killer whale reference.
Yeah.
And then X-Files South Park episode. Did one, which is one of my favorite ones, the South Park one, which always reminded me of Mike, because Mike was living with me, I think, at the time, and then that episode, or close to that time, and that episode came out, and they're at a Shamu show, and I think I was hosting Ignite at the time at Shamu Stadium, and they were doing a thing, and they were having, like, if you remember that episode of South Park?
No.
No? Oh, my goodness.
They go to SeaWorld?
They go to
South
SeaWorld.
Park? Nice.
They go to SeaWorld.
Of course they do.
But it's... Yeah. And even they... And they talk about, oh, you get Jambu. But at some point, they just say Shamu. Like, they just, like, forget
right.
it and say Shamu. But there's a whole thing about Shamu. And they have a Shamu show. And after the show, the kids, Kyle and Kenny, are down at the glass.
Right.
And then the guy who's working
The
soundboard is up in the booth, and he has a microphone, and he's the one who talks
yeah.
in the show. And he says, and he's like, it's Shamu's voice. I like to be. I need to go to the moon. That's where I'm most happy. And he convinces them that they're like they need to get Shamu to the moon.
Nice,
that's fantastic.
And anyway, at that time, I was like, dude, this is you.
That's what you. That's exactly what you would do.
This whole episode is about you because you were working in the booth
and
at the Shamu show.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So anyway, that's funny stuff. Simpsons already did it.
Well, and then so that makes me think of one of my favorite Family Guy moments of all time.
Now you lost me.
I know.
You don't like Family Guy?
No. Ever? Not even
no,
like back
no,
in the day.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. Got to a point
hit its
of,
peak of goodness.
Of like, okay.
Decent. Yeah.
Some of it's pretty good. And then I still land on meh.
Well, I would never say I was a fan.
Right?
I would watch it and like it was always entertaining when
it was
on.
Right.
But I was never like, oh my God, Family. I would never like make it a point to watch Family.
Yeah.
Right.
It was just on after Simpsons and like I was gonna watch Simpsons or
right.
before or whatever it was. But anyway, I don't remember any of the setup or any of the premise. There probably wasn't any for all I know. But at some point somebody bursts through the door and they're wearing like a hazmat suit. And Chris just goes, oh my God, the government's here, run E.T. And then it's a cut to E.T. And he's
like a whole long run,
and he just like runs away. Like, why was E.T. there? Like, why? Anyway, so
it is
just,
one. That's a classic Family Guy.
It's a classic Family Guy moment.
It's
just a setup that I don't know.
It goes to some obscure place.
Right.
Other shows have tried to do cutaways
anything,
like Family Guy, and they don't hold up the
right.
same way.
The government's here running.
They have great cutaways.
It's like, I don't know. I don't remember the premise. I just remember that moment and me dropping to the ground laughing so hard.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because it's like, why is E.T. there? Just like the killer whale. Why does Mo have a killer whale?
Why
like,
not?
It's, anyway.
It's fun, stupid stuff. So
love it.
What were we just talking about then?
Well, it brought up Treehouse of Horrors. And
oh, yeah. And then I also watched. I've been watching Veep more.
Okay. So rewatching the Veeps.
In the last few seasons, I didn't really watch very well. So I've been doing
catching
cleaning
up
and putting that on.
Nice.
so damn funny. Like, literally.
Still good?
Still yeah. super good.
Nice.
And I am kind of like, have a crush on Anna. Anna Chumsley. Who played my girl back in the day.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
Okay.
That's well, she's an adult. Old school. Well, she's on Veep. If you ever watch Veep, she's an adult
now.
I
know. I have no idea.
And she's funny and very attractive and self-deprecating too.
Nice.
And she's really funny and very attractive and so
good times.
Veep is great. So that's just a little thing. But I watched a movie tonight.
Ooh,
tonight.
A new one?
A new movie. Yeah, fairly new.
Do
Game
tell.
Night.
Yes.
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 Have you watched it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Dude, I was so entertained by this movie.
That movie's
freaking
great.
I loved it.
And, so, and dude, it's Jason Bateman.
I love Jason Bateman.
At his Batemaniness.
He's the best.
And you combine him with Rachel McAdams, and it's just, I'm on board.
Yeah.
And Jesse Plemons as the weirdo cop. Like, I was on board the whole time.
Yeah, I was laughing so hard. It just, it, like, them like, all right, don't say anything to our neighbor, and then Jesse comes out,
like,
hi neighbor,
hi.
And then it's like, hi, and just Jason Bateman's face for deadpan stuff, his whole career has killed me.
Absolutely,
that's why I was like watching it with my brother and my mom just tonight, and I was like just crying about Jason Bateman is the best at like just dry takes,
absolutely,
just like standing there and like. Mm-hmm. Accepting something and dealing with it like it kills me. It kills me all
the time. Having a game that's an awful lot of chips for two people.
Yeah, as soon as he like picks the bag up, and it's like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah. 5-for-1 sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how they'd make any money
at
on
the
a
very
sale
end,
like that.
Where he's like showing his old master plan.
Yeah.
It's like, proof there was never a 3-for-1 sale.
Dude, there's so many moments in that movie. Like when the blood is dripping on the dog or whatever.
Right.
And in a normal movie, like, they clean it up and it's like, and there's like one little spot that's like, whatever. This shit gets everywhere. And it's to the point where Jason Bateman's just like, well,
just gives up.
We're done. I'm out. Let's go. And he just leaves the room and he's like, we're leaving. And like, he just leaves it.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Like,
yeah, there was a lot. I liked that movie a lot. Yeah. And I thought for sure, like, the whole thing. I don't know, spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay, but I thought the whole thing was like the movie, I think it was called The Game.
The Game with Michael Douglas?
Yes.
Yeah.
That when it all round up, it turned out that the whole thing. God. But
did you like that movie?
The Game?
The Game?
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah. Okay. I did kinda like it.
I have only seen it the one time, and
same.
I
Me
saw
too.
It when I was a young person.
Me too.
Same.
And when I saw it, I thought, this is stupid.
Oh, really?
Really?
Because... spoiler alert for that movie, which came out a million years ago. The whole point was for him to kill himself. They wanted to fuck with him so badly that he jumped off a building and wanted to kill himself.
Oh, that's what he does, huh?
And then, at the very end, he jumps off and they catch him in a net and they're like, aha, we gotcha.
Wasn't that a fun game?
And I was like, as a
I'm wrecked.
As a kid, I was like, boo. But I think if I watch that movie right now, as an adult, I would get way more enjoyment out of it.
Because you've had years of
I remember
mundane
really liking
life.
It.
Well, not only that, but just like, clearly it wasn't made for a kid.
No.
Right.
Or, you know, I was probably a teenager or whatever.
Right.
But like, it wasn't made for me.
Yeah.
And so like, I just thought like, dude, that's fucked up. They made him want to kill himself.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
But like, as an adult, I'm sure there's a lot more weight to that movie.
Michael Douglas is in a lot of fucked up movies. Like, if you stop to think about the premise of him, like, this kind of, like, Falling Down was always one of my favorite, like, classic 90s movies.
Loses his mind.
And the more you think about it, I'm like, dude, that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the idea that just any dude on the road could one day just go on a freaking rampage and totally lose his mind.
The anti-hero is the hero.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling if I watch The Game right now, I would be much more open
Probably.
To the concept of it.
Probably.
Huh. Especially since again, spoiler alert, the only thing I remember is that the whole thing, I don't remember any of the stuff that happened during the movie.
Right.
I just remember that whatever he was going through was all bogus.
It was all planned.
To get him to kill himself.
Which is the plot of this movie, that like essentially...
Well, it's supposed to, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I got the newest game.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're going to come in. It's going to be a murder mystery.
And you won't know what's real or what's
right.
fake. And then, so that's the premise you're working with the whole time. And so you're kind of like, well, what's real? Nothing's real.
Right.
And then I liked that they did that because this spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Game Night, go see it. It's a lot of fun.
It is Watch really it. Fun.
But, it's on streaming right
but
now.
But don't listen to this next part. Right. So when they
Mikey B hasn't seen it.
Oh, good.
No, go ahead though.
Okay, good. when they're going through this whole thing, you are as a viewer kind of like Jason Bateman is at the beginning,
right?
Where he's like, "Oh, this isn't real. This isn't real."
Right.
And then eventually thinking even the most real stuff isn't going to be real, which happens,
right?
You know that they
some of it,
right?
Yeah.
Some of it happens, but then it's like, oh, okay, I guess you know. And then some of it's actually.
But real. I also really liked the fact that they didn't run with that the whole like they that weren't ignorant the, only, the whole time.
That wasn't the only
like
gag.
They caught on pretty yeah. quick that like shit was real,
right?
Like they didn't run with
no,
the gag
but,
the
but
whole
still,
time.
But still, even then, like even up to the point of when Jesse Plemons comes in and she saves the day.
Right.
Spoiler alert. That you still are, and then you realize that he was faking it.
Right.
And then you're like, well, this whole thing is fake.
No, there's a multiple twists to the movie.
Right.
Which is great.
It is good.
But,
it is good.
But like, but the initial original of like. This is a game, and they think it's a game.
Right.
And they're sitting there, like, eating the dip while his brother's getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Like, right. I thought that was going to be the whole movie, and I was like, I don't know if I can watch another hour of them being so ignorant.
Right. Yeah.
But then they're
they
not.
They take it to a place.
Yeah.
They're not. Like, they quickly learn that it's real. Yeah.
So yeah. The supporting cast, I totally dug. The one dude from New Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
he was really funny.
I can't remember his name.
And that whole play, that whole storyline of them, and she slept with somebody.
Who'd you sleep with? Who'd you sleep with?
Is
right?
really funny. So yeah, he's oh, like, you had sex
not,
with so-and-so. There's so many. There's so many good little jokes in there, like when he's trying to figure out who she slept with, and
it's a good flick.
And that the one guy who's like the ditzy who brings a different date every time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is really funny.
So yeah. funny.
That dude is funny. Whoever he is funny.
The whole movie.
Yeah, like, the whole movie is very enjoyable and funny.
It was an it Definitely was one of those movies your... that I saw the trailers for, and I was like, I'm gonna like this, and I didn't get to see it in theaters, and I bought it because I'm a movie buyer.
That's what you
we
do.
We all know that I'm a movie buyer.
Jared buys
and
the movies,
so I bought it, and then we watched it, and I was like, I was pleasantly surprised. Same thing with Downsizing. When I bought that one, I was like, I'm gonna watch it, and I bought it, and I
right
liked
off.
It.
Have you watched Downsizing again?
Not again, just once.
Have you? Do you think you'll watch Game Night again?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
that movie's watchable.
Yeah,
I agree. Let's, yeah, I'll put it on.
Throw
I'll
that.
It's streaming now,
people,
so I'll put it on.
The
at
people
home.
In it are worth the are worth it. If you tell me it's Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams, I'm like, I'm on board.
What did you think about her comedy chops?
She's great.
She's great.
She was pretty good. Well, she's always been funny-ish. I mean, even in Notebook, she's got.
She's just
funny.
Always good. She's
and
like
in
a,
Wedding Crashers, she's
got
funny.
Good
like,
presence to her, and she's just so attractive.
She's just great.
She's
yeah,
like, stunning.
Oh, dude, absolutely. That's the one I thought I enjoyed. The
mean
second,
Girls, she's funny as hell.
No,
mean
not Mean
like,
Girls. The
I mean, she's great in everything. Anyway.
What was the cop show that was good the first season, bad the second? True Detective.
Oh. She's in that?
She's in season two,
yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And she's badass in it.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's cool. And, nice. And I enjoyed her. She's not funny at all, but no one is in
no,
that movie.
That's,
in that
that's
show.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Right. But she
very
plays
serious
it very well.
Program.
And so I enjoyed her, you know, because I still have a crush on her from Notebook and from other things.
From everything.
From everything.
Because she's
pretty
awesome.
Much. Yeah. But I was just kind of like, okay. I give her a lot more leeway because how much I like her.
Oh, you're talking
like
in her performance in Game Night?
Game
you were
Night.
Just like, meh.
It was just kind of, it was just an okay.
I thought some of it was freaking fantastic. I thought she was perfect for that part.
I just don't think she
like
doesn't
the,
have the...
It's well cast.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody else doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite that
It was
way.
Good. Anyway, that's a very entertaining movie that I recommend.
Nice.
Yes.
To everybody. It's on HBO, right? I believe
it is.
So
HBO.
On something. Yeah,
it
yeah it's on something.
Yep.
So...
We're just still trying to watch all of Haunting on Hill House. Haunting
How
Hill House.
Far in are you? No. One episode. Oh, still?
I fell asleep, so I gotta rewatch.
Oh, okay.
But it's...
That's my
like,
world.
And the internet is, like, saying that it's crazy good. And
oh, really?
It just got picked up for a second season.
Oh.
And that's Netflix.
And, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
We did finish Castle Rock. I talked about that a bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And
meh.
Yeah. It never got to the point where I was
like... Do you
like,
think that like they laid like, down a bedrock that could be built on that could be great?
No.
Ooh. Oh,
nope.
Oh, well.
Nope. For me...
That's kind of what I was hoping for with all the different kind of like things that they're bringing into the story.
But they didn't do anything. Like, that's
that
the
sucks.
Thing. Like
They didn't
they
leave it
hyped,
open for
they,
something? Or
They did,
Was there a payoff for any of the little strings or
anything? No, but see, that's the thing. They hyped it up. Stephen King's universe, this and blah, 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 based on the King. And you're sitting there like, ooh, I can't wait to see how they connect all this stuff.
Yeah.
And like they mentioned, Shawshank is the prison that's in the town, and it takes place in Castle Rock, which is a town.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Like, they don't, there's no, like, Pennywise or Stand By Me, there's nothing.
So I heard, like, the actor who plays Pennywise in one is in Castle Rock.
He is in Castle Rock as a character. The whole thing, it was just like, meh. And, like, I was confused, and Samantha was confused, and we're like, what's happening right now? Like, who's who? And, like, are they doing time? Is it multiple universe? Like, what's happening in this show? And then it ended, and I was like, so what happened?
What did I just watch?
Yeah. And like, it shouldn't be like that. Like, it should, like, there should be questions or, like, you should be able to talk about it, but it shouldn't be like, so wait, what? Who was where? What was going on?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's how that whole show was.
The strings are not connected.
So now, if they're going to make a Stephen King universe,
right,
which is the idea, right?
Stephen King universe.
So Castle Rock, in this show, it's an East Coast town.
Absolutely.
But in the movie where they mention, the only time I know that they mention Castle Rock is in Stand By Me. Maybe he mentions it in other books.
I think so,
I was living in the town of Castle Rock, but they said it in Oregon.
Huh.
And so I'm like, who cares if everything has the continuity
of
the Marvel
Universe?
Because
it's wherever...
Yeah, has to be...
Well, it's wherever, Shawshank is. Like, Shawshank is always...
It's east, yeah, like Maine.
Right.
It's in Maine. Yeah.
Well, I mean, everything in Stephen King's world is Maine.
Right.
Like, Derry is made up town, is in Derry, Maine.
Right.
Like, so... But... It's
a minor little thing. Castle Rock was actually in Oregon.
Whatever. It hyped it up to be this thing that it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Huh.
Where I was like, ooh, I want to see how they connect all the Stephen King stuff. And they didn't mention anything. Like, there was nothing like...
Boo.
Yeah, it was. They said Shawshank a few times. And, like, weird supernatural stuff.
Shawshank.
And, like, weird supernatural stuff was happening that you couldn't explain. Okay. And so, like, sure, but, like...
So here's a question. Yeah. If it didn't have any of that King Universe stuff, and you just watched it as a story, do you think it would have been better?
It would have been less disappointing.
Because you had expectations of...
Right.
Right.
But at the end of it, I'd still be like, what now? Like,
you want to see a character from Green Mile or
just even if they said something like, you know, this is kind of reminiscent of the crazy stuff that was happening in Derry 30 years ago or like stuff like that.
What story is that? That's in Derry.
It.
Oh, it's in Derry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew that rang a bell.
There was just a bunch of stuff that like, it just was like, oh, this didn't talk about anything. Anyway, it was just a disappointing show. I mean, it was
good,
well-produced, but, like, if somebody was like, should I watch it? I'd be like, eh.
Oh, the show's so here's super hyped take. For me.
Did you watch, from a lot of people. Especially since you have Hulu now?
Yeah.
Did you watch the episode of The Conners?
No, but it tanked, I heard.
I
heard it got bad. Bad ratings is what I heard.
I thought it did well.
Huh.
But did you watch it?
I missed the very beginning of it, but I watched... Like the last half,
but
of
I didn't watch the reboot of Roseanne either.
I'm trying
I didn't watch Roseanne,
and I'm gonna jump right on that. I'm trying to make a decision to not just watch the nostalgia cash grab things.
Right,
it's like, hey, just we know you used to like this thing. I'm like,
remember
make new
Will
stuff.
And Grace,
like
watch
make new
Will
stuff.
And Grace again.
Like, no, I don't want to watch Will and Grace.
I'll
with
watch
your
a good place.
Big co-star or big guest star David Schwimmer. Like, no, like come on, let's do something new, guys.
I'm gonna get on the Good Place, and then we can all talk.
Yes,
it's good.
How far? Wait, how far are you into it?
Season four?
Yeah. No,
episode four.
Season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's
the new ones are on Hulu
it's fantastic.
Right now too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good.
So,
it
but the old
really
ones are on,
is.
On Netflix, so you can catch up.
Hulu.
The old ones?
No, the old ones are on Netflix too.
Oh, we're watching.
They're
on
probably
Hulu.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
but
on
Netflix.
Both.
Is no commercials, which is nice. Oh, wait a minute, you're fancy.
No commercials.
You're fancy.
On Hulu
he's got
here.
The fancy one.
So you should check out now that you have Hulu.
Yeah.
Even more than. Too Funny to Fail, which is definitely worth watching.
I know. But it's on the list. Put it on my list.
Put it farther down the list. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But Rick and Morty. I want to see what you
watch. I have that too. Almost clicked on it last night.
Have you watched any of that?
We were just sitting down.
I started to watch, I watched like three episodes because it's one of those, it was during the time
it's hot.
Lindsay's like, I'm in school, so we can't watch new stuff or don't watch stuff that I want to watch. And that was, I didn't know that she wanted to watch that. So I started watching it and she's like, oh, I want to see that. I'm like, really? You want to watch Rick and Morty? Okay.
It's got a lot of hype.
Well, as we were like, settling into like, okay, now we got to clean up this and do this and keep moving towards this party. I was like, what are we going to put on for background? And I almost clicked on Rick and Morty, but I didn't because I wanted to not.
You want
to
watch it?
Right.
You want to watch it.
And so I put on some other background. Is. But yeah.
People were going on and on about it. And then so finally I started watching it.
I don't know.
Now, you watched a few episodes.
Yes.
So, because when I first started watching it, it was just off-putting. Like, I didn't want to watch it.
Does that happen the whole time? Like, it's burpee talk?
Yeah. But either you get used to it.
Or it's not as much.
Or it's not as much. One of the two.
Because my brother-in-law. Because
it was. You get used to it.
Well, my brother-in-law showed me a clip of, like, Scary Terry or something. It's Freddy Krueger, basically.
Yeah.
And there's a whole Rick and Morty thing with, like, his name's Scary Terry.
Yeah, I watched that one.
They're, like, inceptioning in, like, dream inside of a dream, inside of a dream, inside of a dream.
Right.
And that clip was hilarious.
It's really funny. That's a good episode. Yeah.
And not only that, they go into... They get deep on this show. Like,
that's awesome.
And there's this episode where they do this whole thing and it's funny, they kind of address that they go on these adventures, like Rick and Morty go on these adventures, and it's taxing. Like, Morty's like, I'm losing my mind, man. I can't do this. This is crazy. No one does this. And he's like, I can't keep it together, man.
Right.
They go into some stuff that's like, there's the end of the episode where they're just depressed and there's like this music playing and you're like, holy fuck. And Rick tries to kill himself.
Oh yeah.
Like in the episode, but he like, because he's so drunk or whatever, he misses and the laser misses.
It's very self-aware.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And
much in the way that Big Mouth is very self-aware.
Oh yeah.
Or at least they didn't play it up so much in the first season, but in the second season, they're very much
like... So you watched all of season two?
Not all of it. We're most of the way through it. And the last one we watched was the Planned Parenthood episode, which is...
None of it?
So
still
funny.
The season one stuff that I saw, but not...
Now let's talk about Planned Parenthood. And there's like, we're going to get a lot of comments on Twitter about this.
Nathan Fillion.
Good times. Good times. But let's stop rambling into people's ear holes for the time being.
Ramble.
But we'll be back with you next week. So thanks for sitting with us.
Yeah, and have and a happy Halloween.
Absolutely. Happy Halloween.
Special. Now, this wouldn't, I don't know if we're going to have a specific Halloween episode or not.
Maybe.
I guess we'll decide next week.
After Halloween, but we'll find out.
But makes me think of our boy Nick.
That's
Nick.
What's up, Nick? He's been on all of the other three that we had.
That's right.
It's crazy times. But anyway, thanks for listening out there. This has been Last of Binge. I'm Jared.
I am BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we will see you on the couch. Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.